Your home for classic hits, 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. This is WILO, Frankfurt, Lebanon, Delphi.
Welcome to Inside the Huddle. Here we are on a Saturday. I want to thank our sponsor, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfurt. Again, this program will be archived at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com about a half hour after Don and I get off the air. We do take your phone calls, too. The first 15 minutes here, we're going to talk a little basketball history. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, you can do that at 659-3338. Plus, don't forget, this show will be replayed in its entirety tomorrow night right here on WILO at 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and 102.7 FM as well. We play that, replay that at 8 o'clock every Sunday night for Inside the Huddle. Jamie Blacker is having to take the week off, and that's okay. We've got Don Stock and myself. Don, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Kevin.
So you invited me to be part of the first 15 minutes here because you knew I was a history buff and I love basketball. And you had mentioned something earlier this week about, is it this weekend that celebrates the 1929 state tournament basketball, or was it just a history thing that you got looking at?
This was just a history thing. Actually, what happened was this whole thing got started when they were 125 years of celebrating of high school basketball in the state of Indiana. Mm-hmm. And so a gentleman by the name of Tim Peeler wrote this article. My son sent it to me. Mm-hmm. And it's about Doctors Naismith's only travel to Indianapolis for Hoosier Hysteria. And at that time, he was the coach of Kansas, the Jayhawks. Mm-hmm. And wasn't really excited about coming into Indianapolis to watch Hoosier Hysteria, what would be Hoosier Hysteria about basketball, because he was a guy who thought there never should be a coach coaching basketball.
Yeah.
That was just a bunch of guys showing up and playing the game.
Wow. Well, the link that you were talking about was, I was able to find it on Google here before we went on. This was written on Wednesday, December 21st, 2016. And at that time, Don, they were honoring, that day was the 125th anniversary of the birth of basketball. And Tim Peeler had dug out some notebooks and notes and stuff. And I wanted to read just a little bit here, what was at the beginning. Now, you and I also have, I was able to Google up the original 13 rules of basketball.
Yeah, 13 rules.
And they're interesting. So we'll talk about this to start with here. It was a two-day basketball extravaganza played in a cow barn at the Indiana State Fairgrounds in March of 1925 is where they were talking about this here. The 14th annual Indiana High School basketball tournament began only 2 days after the greatest tornado tragedy in U.S. history. It really does not figure into the story other than to set a contrasting scene for the weekend of basketball that followed. They said that the air of sadness and revival hovered over the festivities as three states tried to figure out what caused the weather event that killed more than 800 people. Schoolboys played games. A total of 83 children died in nine leveled schoolhouses across Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana that year. So the picture I've got here of Dr. Naismith, he's got the mustache, he's holding a basketball. It's from the 1925 edition of the Indianapolis News. And I guess Mr. Mustache here went across a couple states. And they said that they assumed that he went on train from Lawrence, Kansas to come to Indianapolis because commercial air travel was still in its infancy in 1925. I don't know if I would have got on a plane in 1925 either.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So you mentioned something before we went on the air, Don, that of the eight coaches in the long and successful history of Kansas Jayhawk basketball, he's the only one with a losing record.
Only losing record, the guy that created basketball. So I'm guessing that started the history of, hey, if you don't win, you're not going to be a Jayhawk for very long.
That's right, that's right. They start the tradition early there. So in 1925, he was 64 and was still a celebrated speaker, giving well-attended presentations about the benefits of PE. Now, I had originally read this that he had come up with basketball because he was a PE teacher and he was looking for something his students could do over the winter, you know, to where they were indoors. He agreed to attend, but as you said, as was his habit throughout his life, there was little pretense about his appearance. He just wanted to see if his simple winter diversion had been corrupted by IHSAA officials who turned his basketball into quote-unquote Hoosier hysteria. He wasn't for sure, you know?
Yeah.
So he arrived at the fairgrounds 15,000-seat exposition hall, had no kind of pass to get him in. Security guards didn't want to let him in because of the guests and the overflowing arena.
He wasn't one of them.
No. So they called the police, and one of the officers eventually asked for ID, and he told him who he was, and he said, "Good Lord, man, why didn't you say so? One thing that you had brought up that I hadn't heard, Don, was that this was based, basketball was based loosely on a game that Dr. Naismith used to play as a child, and it's called Duck on a Rock.
Duck on a Rock, out of Canada.
Yes, out of Canada. So I Wikipedia'd that, and Duck on a Rock is a medieval children's game that combines tag and throwing accuracy. James Naismith used the game as an inspiration when he developed the rules of modern basketball. They say here that it's played by placing a somewhat large stone, known as the duck, upon a larger stone or a tree stump. One player stays near the stone to guard it. The other players throw stones at the duck in an attempt to knock it off the platform.
There you go.
Once it's knocked off, the throwers all rush to retrieve their stones. If a player is tagged before returning to the throwing line with their stone, they become the guard. The guard must first put the duck back into place before tagging other players. I like basketball better.
Yeah, I do too. I'm wondering if the guy who's guarding the rock has to stay by the rock while the rocks are being thrown.
I don't know. Was that the original foul?
Exactly.
So back in 2006, Dr. Naismith's great-great-granddaughter was going through some stuff in her basement. And she found a document that had his handwritten and typewritten original 13 rules of basketball. And we want to tell folks that here shortly we're going to be talking with Brad Scott from Rossville with baseball. Then later this hour, Andy Dudley with Frankfort Baseball and Andrew Quinn to round out the top of the hour. We're already at 9:15, but we've got a few more minutes. I don't think we've got the full time to read the full 13, but if you've got anything else you'd like to add, Don, I could at least pull one or two good ones out here for us.
Yeah, well, what brings it all together is, first, I got to apologize. I was 29, it's 25. 1925 was the Frankfort Hot Dogs' first state title.
Okay.
And, of course, they were down there. There were 16 teams, no semifinals in that year. Once you got to the Sweet 16, everybody went to the state tournament. And the state tournament started at like 8 o'clock in the morning on a Friday and ended at 10:30 on Saturday.
Man.
To get all those ball games in. And the who's who of basketball was there along with Naismith. You had Walter Meanwell, who was the father of the fast break, Wisconsin's coach, Piggy Lambert, the Purdue coach, Tulane's coach Clifton Wells, and then you had some guy by name of Birch Bayh.
Oh, wow.
Who was a referee.
Oh, my goodness. Goodness. Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring just a couple of these rules here. Of course, the ball may be thrown in any direction with one or both hands. Did you say that Dr. Case was down there, too, at that
Everett
time?
Everett Case was the head coach.
He would have been the coach, yeah.
That's right.
Of course, yeah. Yep. Okay, that's cool. The ball must be held in or between the hands. The arms and body must not be used for holding it. No shouldering, holding, pushing, tripping, or striking in any way. A foul is striking at the ball with the fist. So, that's interesting. If either side makes three consecutive fouls, it shall count as a goal for the opponents. So that's, I'm glad we don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
The time shall be two 15-minute halves with 5 minutes rest between. The side making the most goals in that time should be declared the winner. In the case of a draw, the game may be, by agreement of the captains, be continued until another goal is made. Basketball was originally two words, two Don. The original rules were published January 15th, 1892, in the Springfield College newspaper, The Triangle.
There you go.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break here. We'll come right back after a word from our sponsor, which is Susan Casper State Farm Insurance. Don and I will be right back with Brad Scott, the coach for Rossville Baseball, next here on WILO.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Have you checked out ClintonCountyDailyNews.com lately? If it's been a while, take a few minutes to log on through your computer, tablet, or smartphone. We've recently added new features on our tabs. Now, when you click on the Community tab, click on Fun and Games for cartoons, crossword puzzles, Sudoku, and more. Plus, we've recently added a Spanish translation tab for the Latino community. Log on now for the latest going on in Clinton County at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Sometimes it's a misnomer that I'm more associated with getting people out of debt than why I get them out of debt. I want you to get out of debt so that, and you fill in the blank, because you're going to become wealthy, so that you become wealthy, so that you change your family tree, so that you get yourself in a position that your generosity is outrageous, so that.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle on WILO at 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and 102.7 FM for Lebanon and Boone County. Plus, we're online all the time at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. This is Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. I'm Kevin Keith. We're going to turn things over to Don Stock now, who's going to have a little conversation with Rossville baseball coach. I'm used to talking basketball here, Don. We were just talking basketball. We're talking baseball now with Rossville coach Brad Scott. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, good morning, coach. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Doing well.
Hey, well, you know, I know normally Saturdays are still a busy day for high school baseball. I know that you're off today after playing Lafayette Catholic last night. Talk a little bit about that that baseball game first.
Yeah, I don't know that. I wouldn't say we're off. I'm up here at the field right now. I got one of my players up here working off the tee, and the rest of the team will be here in about 40 minutes. so we're always trying to get better. The game last night, I'm really proud of the guys. We haven't played Central Catholic since I've been here. I've been here since 2016. So it was a really, really neat experience for our guys. I consider Lafayette Central Catholic, if not the best 1A program in the state in high school baseball, then definitely one of the best. So it was just an opportunity to really see where we are within our class and, give our boys a chance to earn some respect and, just really see where we are at the halfway mark.
Yeah, I think that that's a great thing to great way to put it. I have to agree with you. You could go into the gymnasium of Central Catholic and see all the state championship banners that they have, that they are a very good athletic school, I guess you would say, both boys and girls. And what a great mark to make. Did you play at Catholic, or did they let you go and play at Loeb?
No. We were blessed to have Lafayette Central Catholic come to Rossville.
Very good. Very good.
It was really cool. We ended up having a pretty good crowd last night. We had youth night, so we had a lot of youngsters come out, and it was a neat atmosphere. And you know, we played a 2-0 game, so it was a pretty clean baseball game, and we didn't get the timely hit, which you can't teach. Otherwise, it was a good baseball game.
Yeah, well, you're sitting at 8-5, 6-4 in the conference. About where you anticipated being with, really, you got a young baseball team at this time of the year?
Yeah, I try not to put too much stock into record. It's one of those things. We had seniors that were gone for four games here the past week that we kind of battle every year with the senior trip. So I don't look too much into the record, but as far as where we are playing-wise, we got a lot of areas to get better at, but we continue to improve. So I'm happy.
So I'm looking down your schedule. We're going to talk about your seniors here in just a second. I'm looking down your schedule, 12 games left, and you're still going to play. You got some conference games left. You throw in a Peru team, a 3A school. You throw in a Western team, a 3A school, a Twin Lakes, North Montgomery, West Lafayette, Northwestern. Boy, I tell you what, you're really going to get a feel for where you potentially could be at come tournament time.
Absolutely, and that's the whole goal is come sectional, you know, have our kids as prepared as we can be. And so when I said I don't really worry about the record too much, that's kind of what I mean by that. I'm more concerned about how many times has our kid, you know, seen this type of pitching, that type of pitching. Have we done our job as coaches, you know, to expose our kids to every different type of team out there, I guess you'd say, and prepared the best that we could. And I think that the schedule down the road here will have us prepared.
Well, you have five seniors on your team, Jace Jacoby, Devin Miller, Dylan Lobenthal, Ozzie Meeks, and Eric Homko. Talk about those kids and their leadership roles for you for your baseball program.
Really proud of those guys. Really proud of those guys. I think as we have gotten further into the season here, we've done a better job as coaches empowering them and you know, giving them more stock, so to speak, in the program, to where they're taking ownership more and more each day, and feeling like this is their team, and they're doing a much better job at leading our younger guys, and I'm really proud of them.
Well, we've had the opportunity to telecast all over Hoosierland TV to your ball games. Some of the ball games, or I will let me say this, we didn't put this package thing together until the season had already started. You'd already played a few of your county rivalry matchups before we could get everything put together. Hopefully next year we can make a big difference and make sure that we get all of those rivalries covered. We got to watch you play against Clinton Central, and we watched you play against Clinton Prairie. And in both those ball games, your third base coach, John Jacoby, his arm was kind of sore from all the waving, getting kids around the base and scoring.
Absolutely. Well, I need to start off by asking you guys and seeing if you think you can come to more of our games, because I think each time you have, we're finding a way to get a win. So
that's
we'd
true.
We'd love to have you more.
That's true. That's true.
Coach Jacoby does a great job over there, and you know, fortunately, the couple games that you guys have been to, our offense has you know, put some things together, and that's how it's been, you know, this year. And I think that a lot of times it's like that in baseball, pitching. It's just so unique, I guess, in comparison to any other sport, that, you know, the guy on the mound, he dictates a lot, you know, and so the pitching aspect of it, I guess what I'm trying to say is like, I think both games you guys went to, what, we put up 13 runs and maybe 10 or 11 runs. And so those games are fun to see. And games like last night, when we don't score any, and we leave seven guys on base, and we just don't get that timely hit. You know, those are the, in my opinion, the two differences is, you know, those, the games you guys were covering, Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, we got those timely hits with runners on, and last night we didn't. So Coach Jacoby was a little disappointed. You know, he didn't get to use that waving arm last night, but hopefully here in the future he'll be using that a lot more.
Well, I think the other thing that I think that people have to understand is that high school baseball probably played more on colder days, and I'm talking colder days, where for pitching, the grip of the baseball is pretty important if you're throwing curves or sliders or some type of even a fastball. The grip of the baseball is pretty important, and when it's cold, it's pretty tough for the young guys to be able to get that taken care of.
Absolutely, yeah, it's tough. It really is, and honestly, I mean, it's hard to judge baseball teams until you get to May 1st, and I think, you know, the reason you just said is very, very, very true, and the cold weather, baseball is really not meant to be played in 35 degrees and 25-mile-an-hour winds, and
yeah.
So, you know, you start, here the next couple of weeks, you'll really start to get a feel of what teams are and what they're going to be.
Well, Coach, if they allow me to add to the schedule as we come down the home stretch, we are looking at trying to get out to Rossville and cover a ball game on your home field. We've had you both at Central and at Prairie. We've not been to Rossville yet, so I'm still trying to work that in. I've got a couple of games circled around that we could potentially come and head out to the land of the Hornets and gather you before we head into sectional time. Where do you guys go and play at the sectional?
Yeah, so we go up to Tri-County for our sectional. Remington Town Park is where the field is. Beautiful facility, by the way. Coach LeBeau and the rest of his staff do a fantastic job with their field there. It's a 16th sectional with us, Tri-County, Frontier, South Newton, Clinton Central, and Sheridan.
Ah, man, that's a long trip for Sheridan, but that's normal nowadays. That's normal. Somebody's going to make a long haul for a sectional game.
It is. It is, absolutely. And actually, they hosted one year. So then you turn around and you say, man, that's a long haul for South Newton or Tri-County. Yeah. We kind of are lucky kind of be in the middle of the two furthest schools.
Yep. Well, it's almost a time change difference even. It's pretty close. It's pretty close. All right, Coach, hey, we'll see if we can't grab you one more time before the year's out. Good luck the rest of the season. We'll try to talk to you before tournament time comes rolling up.
Hey, I appreciate it. One last thing. I just want to say on behalf of Rossville Baseball, I know that our kids think it's a really neat thing, and the rest of Clinton County kids have to. We greatly appreciate what you guys are doing with your platform there and allowing our kids, you know, an area or an avenue to show video-wise about, like, they're playing. We greatly appreciate it.
Well, we truly enjoy doing it ourselves. Speaking in behalf of Carl and myself, we thank you for that, and we always look forward to coming and helping out. Part of high school baseball or basketball or sports in general, we think too with the WILO that it's important to get these young kids out on a positive note in a time frame that we're living in now. Coach,
yes, absolutely, we greatly appreciate it.
Coach, thanks a lot. We've been speaking with Coach Brad Scott of the Rossville Hornets. Be right back. Andy Dudley's next in line.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Have you checked out ClintonCountyDailyNews.com lately? If it's been a while, take a few minutes to log on through your computer, tablet, or smartphone. We've recently added new features on our tabs. Now when you click on the Community tab, click on Fun and Games for cartoons, crossword puzzles, Sudoku, and more. Plus, we've recently added a Spanish translation tab for the Latino community. Log on now for the latest going on in Clinton County at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.